Hey, this is starting. Okay, everyone know what we're up to? Good. Today we begin Maseches Makos, Makos Daf Beis. So even though we're talking about Makos, which is lashes, the Masechta begins with Edom Zomim. I don't even know how to translate it, just Edom Zomim. The Edom Zomim, as we all know, those are witnesses who testify about a certain act, and two other witnesses come and do not contradict the testimony of the first set of Edom. They just testify about the first set of Edom. How is it possible that you could testify about what you said? You were not there. You were with us in a different place. Okay? And the halacha is that kasha zomim lasos la'achiv, that the punishment for Edom Zomim, if they are convicted of being Edom Zomim, the punishment is that they receive the same punishment to what they wanted to afflict upon the litigant. They came to have somebody killed, they get killed. They killed, have somebody lose money, they lose the money. Right, the pasuk is Vasisim lo kasher zaman lasos la'achiv. Right, they do. That's the very imperative test. Pasuk test. So our mishnah is going to start. What? Our mishnah is going to start discussing what edim zomim are not, and the Gemara will pick up on that right away because ketzad ha'edim naasim zomim. The mishnah says, how do edim become edim zomim? Typically, also the Gemara's question is that. The Gemara seems to be coming. The Mishnah seems to come in the middle of a topic. How do you make Edom Zomim? Where's the Mishnah? Have we heard of Edom Zomim to begin with? Where are Edom Zomim? Like, how do they become Edom Zomim? We didn't even talk about the concept of Edom Zomim yet. Same idea at the beginning of Maseches Brachos. When do you start saying Kriya Shema? How do you know there's a halacha say Kriya Shema? Right. So where does that come from? Because there is a concept that people knew things beforehand. It's just so Ketzad Edom Naasim Zomim. The Mishnah says how would Edom become Zomim? Gives the following case: May Edom Anu Beish Ploni. We are testifying about this man, this Kohen, Shehu Ben Grusha or Ben Chalusa, that he is either the son of a divorced woman or he's the son of a Chalutz woman, a woman who got Chalutza, which is Psol de Rabbanan. So Rashi says, Shehu Ben Grusha, Bifaneinu Nizgarsha. The mother was divorced in front of us, so we know. Bifaneinu Nizgarsha Imo, Kodem Shenolad, Varehu Chalul Apostle. And therefore he's a Chalul, and he's Apostle. So we're testifying about him that he's a Kohen, who's a grusha or chalutza, and therefore what? And therefore he cannot serve. Right. So we say, Ein omrim yaseh zeh ben grusha ben chalutza tachtov. And then they're found out to be zomim. We don't say that these witnesses get the status of ben grusha ben chalutza, just like what they want to impose, inflict upon the individual. Ella, that's what I'm just reading the last three words. Ella loke arba'im. They get malchus. They get loke. Right? Rashi says ein omrim im huzmu, and he says vehein kohanim. Rashi says key point in Rashi is that these witnesses are kohanim themselves. So the concept of becoming a chalut, becoming a chalal exists. If it's not a Kohen, these Edom are not Kohanim, then we would know that right away. But here, it's Vehen Kohanim. But if Imhuz Vehen Kohanim, we don't say Yaseh Zeb Ben Grusha Vehutz with Kayim Bokasha Zomim. El Sofik is Arboim. They get Malchus. Right, I always say Malchus Arboim. Doesn't necessarily mean they get 40. They get, evaluated what they can handle. We'll see that later in the Masechta as well. But Gemara for Farish Taimon. The Gemara is going to explain what the reason.
But if they weren't born,
what?
I'm sorry.
What?
Why are they front of base?
Who?
These two
Kohanim. They're do-gooders. They see this guy.
The other guy, what? They're going to serve him in the basement. They come to court and say they can't serve.
Yeah, saying he can't serve. They can't serve. But apparently here they're saying this because they're liars. So they can't serve.
But if you have word of halal, you can't become a halal.
Well, who says? Maybe you can impose those halachas on the individual. Maybe you can. The Havamina is that it's not. Havamina is that as long as you can be, the court can impose the halakha on them. Well, Mishnah says not. We have to learn out why. But if the halakha is kasha zamim lasos la'achiv, you become what you wanted to impose on the other person. So you have another way of becoming a chalal, and it's transferred. It's transferred over to you.
What's the least amount of makos?
I would say zero.
Yes. Okay. If he can't handle it, he gets zero.
I would assume so. I don't know. It's not our sugya right now. I don't know for sure, but that's my guess. That's my guess. Okay. Me'edin anu be'ish ploni shu chayiv liglos. We testifying about this individual that he is chayiv, that he killed b'shogeg, and therefore he has to be sent to an ir miklat. right? If so he kills somebody b'shogeg, he's sent to Yom Yiklat. Rashi says shechayi golos shaharag hanefesh b'shogeg. Ain omer migolos et tachtav. Then because they found that they're edim zomim, we don't say that this individual. You don't say the individual has to go to Golos as well. You don't say that he goes to Golos. You don't say Karsha Zamam. Well, Machlokes, you don't say Karsha Zamam. Right? Ela Loke Arboim. He gets 40 Makas. Okay? Maybe Rashi's point should. So, we just pointed out, interesting, we pointed out, Rashi said the first case is that it has to be where the witnesses are Kohanim. The witnesses are Kohanim. We would have had a Havim in it to say that they are a Cholol, that they would be a Cholol as well. But according to Rashi, if those witnesses were non-Kohanim, we wouldn't have a shayla, because becoming a chalal doesn't apply. The Ritva, who's very important on the Masechta, the Ritva quotes a Tosos, we don't have in the Amud, who says that even, the Havmina would have been to even have a Yisraelim, that even if the witnesses were Yisraelim. Why? So how does that work? How does that work? That you could say, what would be the Havmina? Because there is an aspect of chalalos that applies to Yisrael. Meaning if a chalal has bia with a woman, it passes the woman, right? The woman, the offspring would then become chalal as well. So you might have thought that maybe the Yisrael also was the witness. If we make him a chalal, meaning that his bia to the woman would passel her as well. Okay, that's just a machlokas. This is a machlokas we're showing. Okay, next.
Good question. On the galus then, is there like a chayiv to go, or do I'm more saving him from the relative?
If you are chayiv galus, it's chayiv to go to galus.
You don't have no relative
pursuing. You chayiv to go to galus. Right, we'll get to that. I think that's the third parak. So it's interesting because someone asked, I don't understand why you start off with Makos. You start off with why Makos starts with the Eid Zomim. Well, this Mishnah has within it all the three major topics of this Masechta. It has Eid Zomim, it has Makos, and it has Golos, which are the three major. Okay, they're Golos. Go to your Miklat. Okay, so. Four important fundamental Tosos as well. Tosos says, Me'idim anu ish ploni shu ben grushu ben chalutza ein omrim. So Tema Tosos says, Kevan im huzmu ein nasin ben grushu ben chalutza im kein gam b'shelo yuzmu eich yase al p'em dehachi, if I can take out that language, add the chalutza, p'em ben grushu ben chalutza dehachi hu ha'emes v'mai havele edus yato yachol azima v'ein ze edus. We have a halacha that in order for edus to be kosher, it has to be, lack of a better word, huzumable. I don't know if that's not a word, but we'll make it up. You have to have the ability to make zimum. Here, if we're saying that these witnesses cannot get karsha zamam, then we have eidah she'yatah yachol azima. If it's eidah she'yatah yachol azima, how would you ever accept this type of eidah to begin with? There's no possibility of zimum. So Tosos gives, I think the question is really a setup for the answers, because the answers are more important than the question. So Tosos gives two answers. Answer number one, he says right away, V'yishlomar kevin delokim havi karsha zamem v'avishapir tayoch lazima. Answer number one, Tosos says, is the makos is in lieu. Usually you have to do karsha zamem. In cases where you can't do karsha zamem, you get makos, that's the fulfillment of the karsha zamem.
Makeshift
karsha zamem. Right. Next answer, Tosos says, if you go further down, there's an OJ Shlomar. Wait, where is it? Yes, there's OJ Shlomar. It's like, if you look at the fourth line of the Gemara, go across, there's a note from Rav Akiva Eger. It says OJ Shlomar. It says, OJ Shlomar, the Gabi Eidus, the Ben Grusha, the Chalutza, Lo Chashin and Klab, Atochi Azima. The Mehecha Nafkala, the Beina Eidus, the Tayoch Azima. No, that's not the answer. Where is it? Yeah, okay. So OJ Shlomo, the Gabi Eidus Ben Grusha Bechalutza, when it comes to testimony regarding a Ben Grusha or a Chalutza, we're not choshish at all for the need of Yochel HaZima. The Mehecha Nafkalon, to be Ina Eidus HaTa Yochel HaZima, Mikasher Zamam. Where do we know that you need Eidus HaTochel HaZima? We have the concept of Kasher Zamam. V'ha Muchach B'Gemara, the Kasher Zamam, lo Nichtav, the Gabi Eidus Ben Grusha Bechalutza. We'll see in a moment that the concept of Kasher Zamam doesn't apply to Ben Grusha and Chalutza. Therefore what? It's an exception to the rule. So the machlokas between the two answers of the Tosos is, according to answer number one, we are fulfilling Karsha Zamam. The Malkus, or we didn't Karsha Zamam. It's in lieu of the Karsha Zamam. According to answer number two, we learn out from here that Karsha Zamam doesn't apply to Eidus Ben Grusha v'Chalutza. Because you can see in a moment in the Gemara that it's Gzeiras HaKasa that excludes them. So it's an exception. So the Makos that you're getting are from what? So why are you getting Makos? So maybe getting Makos to be, Maro points out, maybe from Losana, Brecha, Yitzchaker, but you're not getting Makos from within Kasher Zamam, according to the second answer. According to the first answer, the makos are instead of. According to the second answer, there's no need. So therefore, you don't have to worry if it's out of the parsha of kasha zamam. So then there's no issue of edus shigeta yochel azima, because we're not talking about a huzumable edus. That's probably a better word for that. Okay. Tosos then asks at the bottom, he says, towards the bottom, he says, v'yesho datik, amai lo nokam idin odub ish ploni ishu mamzer. Remember, we just had before, machlokas between Rashi and the Ritva, as to whether the Edim have to be a Kohen or not. So Rashi also says, why set it up with a case of Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, and then you would have to have Kohen Edim in order to make this make sense, set up as a case where we're testifying about this guy, that he's a mamzer. And that applies to everybody. That applies to Yisrael. He's right. He says, and actually, look at the Tosefta. The Tosefta has mamzer in the Mishnah. He says, the Zeh HaVishayach, Bein B'Yisrael, Bein B'Kohanim. Ben Grusha lo pasul el b'kohanim. That's the question that we asked. He says, "V'yesh li yashev de nakdei mishum de kai azome bas kohen kidi isa b'gemara." Maybe because we're talking about, you'll see in a moment that the Gemara is going to tie this Mishnah back to the last Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin, assuming that in Masechta Sanhedrin, well, Prakim 10 and 11 are switched, and the last parak is really what we have as a 10th parak. That's talking about Adim Zomim regarding a bas kohen. That's why the Gemara mentioned. That's why the Gemara mentioned things that are that dealing with kahuna. The Ramban says that in a chanami, it should mention mamzer. Just Ramban seems to say that this is more shchiach. That Ben Grusha ben Chalutza is more shchiach than mamzer. I don't know. I didn't take the statistical analysis about it, but that's what the Ramban says. Okay. So again, to the Gemara. The Gemara asks right away. The Gemara asks in the Mishnah, ha ketzad. Right? The Gemara says, "How ketzad ena idin nasim zomim boilei." The Mishnah starts off ketzad edin nasim zomim, and then we have two examples where they're not zomim, which seems to lean towards the second answer of Tosos more than the first answer of Tosos. The Gemara says that these are not edim zomim. So what you said, you should have written, "How are edim not becoming not edim zomim?" Va'od, and more so, midikatani lekamon. Right? The Mishnah says. The Mishnah says later on, which I think is on, I think on Daf Dalet or Daf Vav, Hami the Katan LeKaman. Where is the Mishnah? Right, Daf Hey. Hami the Katan LeKaman. The Mishnah says later on, Aval Amru Lahem. The two second set of witnesses come. Heyach Atem Meidim Shareva Osva Yom Atem Ayisem Yimanu LeMakom Ploni Harei Elazomim. The Mishnah later on says how you become Edom Zomim. Right? How can you testify about this incident? You were with us the entire day somewhere else. So how can she, right, Shia, you're in Chicago. So that's how can you testify? So in other words, I think it's a twofold question. Number one, the language is wrong. Here you're talking about how witnesses do not become Edom Zomim. Number two, how witnesses become Zomim is already explained to us on Daf Dalet. I think number three, maybe that Mishnah on Daf Dalet should be the first Mishnah here. That should be what you're talking about, how Edom becomes Zomim. So the Gemara says, no, Tana Hasam Kai. Our Mishnah is still dealing with as a Hemshech, as he's a continuation. He's the continuation of what was going on earlier. What was going on earlier, right? Well, earlier it says, Kol Zomim Magdim El Oso Mitzah, Chutz Mizome Bas Kohen Ubola. One of the Mishnayos at the end of the Masechta Sanhedrin, right? Rashi, we'll read a long Rashi, we'll read it. Hasam Kai, Mi Sanhedrin Solik. We're leaving from Sanhedrin. The Tani B'Shehi Lihi Elohim Nechnakim. It says at the end of Elohim Nechnakim. Again, our Gemara has Elohim Nechnakim as the 10th parak, as a chelik in the 11th parak, but others have it, and you see from Rashi here also that chelik is 10 and Elohim Nechnakim is 11. Dahu Siyuma Dib Sanhedrin. Rashi says right away, that's the end of Sanhedrin. We're starting at the beginning of that biz. So the Yesh Zomim Shenishtarna B'Mixas Midin HaZama. Over there, we had a case of Zomim that were changed a little bit from the halachas of Eder Zomim. Kedekatani writes over there, Kol HaZomim Akdim L'Oso Misa. Every Eder Zomim gets the same type of Misa that he was trying to inflict upon the litigant, right? Klomar Ein Lema Tzafos Misa Acheris, don't make a different Misa. Ela Mashkim L'Oso Misa Shnigmar Badin L'Shon Hidon. They get the same Misa of the Nidon. Chutz, as the Mishnah said over there, Mizome Bas Kohen Ubola. Except for Zomim, who said that a Bas Kohen had an illicit affair, right? Rashi says Bas Kohen Nisua. Sha'afa Pisha Nigmar Dina Litzrefa Pihem Heim Bechenek. Even though she gets Srefa, they get Chenek. So we're continuing the list of exceptions when it comes to Ezim Zomim. Why they're not put in the same Masechta, I don't know. Kiryafin and Hassam, he Besrefa, the Imbola Besrefa, of Ela Bechenek. So that's why That's what we're talking about our case over here. It's just continuing. We had an exception over there at the end of Sanhedrin. We're continuing another exception over here. Let's read again inside. Tana Hasam Kai calls Zon Makdim Losa Mitzah Chutz Rizomei Bas Kohen Ubola She'ein Makdim Losa Mitzah Ella Lemisa Acheres. So therefore we say that, and then the Mishnah continues here, and then Yesh Edom Zomim Achirim She'ein Osim Hendina Zomim Kalikar. Not there, at least you had Edom Zomim that are getting a punishment. Here we're getting have a case of Edom Zomim where we don't do the Din Hazama at all. Again, sounds very much like the second answer in Tosos, that it's not concept of Edom Zomim over here. Ella Malkos Avoyim, except that rather they get 40 Malkos. So Ketzad, and what would be the case? It would be our Mishnah. Ketzad, Edom Anu Mishponish, Ben Grusha, Ben Kalutza, Ein Omer Yasazeh, Ben Grusha, Ben Kalutza, Tachtav, Ella Loke Arboyim. So basically what you have, just a continuation, the way Rashi sets it up, and the way Gemara sets it up, is you have a continuation of the end of Sanhedrin into the beginning of Malkos. Again, assuming that the end of Sanhedrin is not the way we have the end of Sanhedrin. So the Gemara then says, okay, big deal. So why don't we say, Viliflusulididei, Minohanimili. Where do we know that Edom Zomim, what's the goal according to Shita Rashi, that if the Edom are Kohanim, and they testify that this guy's a Ben Grusha, leave a Ben Chalutza, because Ben Chalutza is also a Shaila, whether Ben Chalutza is really in our Mishnah, because the fact that a Ben Chalutza is a Chal is only a Dinda Rabbanan. So there are those who say that Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza is just written because that's how you write, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. But the Ramban actually writes that no, even if you testify Ben Chalutza, you become an Edom Zomim. Now, Achronim have to ask, well, what would you do? You didn't pass this guy Doraisa, so why are you going to get punished? So Achronim answered, you passed him to Rabbanan. So once the Rabbanan established that your testimony has impact, then the Torah rule will come in, and you will start, and you can get Kasha Zamam for that Rabbanan rule. But let's just say we're talking about the Shita of Rashi. So you have this Kohanim Edim, who testify about another Kohen that he's a Ben Grusha. Well, how do we know, from where do we know, that he does not become a Ben Grusha, just like he wanted to get the other Kohanim to be Ben Grusha. Some Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and they take out Rabbi Yeshua ben Shlokesh, which makes sense, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Shlokesh lived after Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so it's difficult to say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said something in the name of Rabbi Shlokesh. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vasisem lo, what? Sorry? Vasisem lo, kasher zamam. You do to him what he wanted to do to the other witnesses, v'lo l'zaro, and not to his offspring. Right? And Rashi points out, as we say, v'lo l'zaro, v'im taseu chalal, if we make these witnesses a chalal, v'hu kohen, he's a kohen, posel as a zaro olam. Well, then his offspring become posel as well. Right. So you're impacting the witness more, he impacts him more than the posel allows you to do. The posel says the impact only should be to the witness, not to anybody else, and here the impact would be to somebody else. So the Gemara says, big deal, so why not? The lifts Lady David, the lifts Lady Zareh. Big deal. So make him a chalal, and make his children, offspring, not a chalal. What's the problem?
By Nisi, you do that.
What?
You kill all potential offspring also.
Where you come with Kasha Zaman? Where?
Yes, Kasha Zaman, someone can't for murder.
Right.
Someone says that this person killed so-and-so, and they found that the Edom Zomim.
You kill him.
Right, which destroys the rest of the generations also.
But yeah, but you're not doing anything right now to the offspring.
Well, it wouldn't be retroactive to the old offspring.
You don't kill the offspring if he gets killed.
But Chol also. Chol is only the offspring now in the future. It's not his past offspring either. It's any other offspring he's going to
have. Oh, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true.
You don't have the case because you can't make a Chol by Edom Zomim.
I don't know if that's true. But the thing is, when I want to make you a Chol, you was a wrong example because you're a Kohen. If I want to make you a Chol, it's only talking about the kids who were born after the point of my testimony.
Exactly.
Right?
And someone who is killed because he's an Edom Zomim,
right?
He can't have kids anymore because he's dead.
Yeah, but you're talking about... you're talking about a case, okay, he's a Kohen, and he has four kids from another from the wife. And I say that wife was a Grusha. So now those four kids are impacted. They're here right now. It's mamish. I'm talking about a case where, you know, it's a little grum.
But either way,
right, so he's listening to David, well, listen to Zare. So why don't you do that? Why don't you make a bifurcated? Make him apostle and make his offspring not apostle. It's going to be a little difficult, but why don't you do that? Okay, so we're doing that. We're making him apostle, make him apostle, and don't make the kids apostle. So the Gemara says, no, because by Inan Kasha Zamam Lasos Aleka. We have another thing. You have to do Kasha Zamam to him. What were you going to do to this guy? I was making him apostle and his offspring apostle. So he catches them both ways. I can't make his offspring possible because it says lo, and I can't not make his offspring possible because it says kasha zamam. So I'm stuck and it's given malchus. It doesn't apply, right? Rashi says It says v'lo lezaro, right? But ina kasha zamam v'hu zamam lipsol es anidom ve'ezaro. He's coming to passel the person and his offspring. The Ramban asks a very good question. He says, what's the big deal? Why are you so worried about, forget all the offspring stuff. You can make him, if he's a Kohen, have Kasha Zamam, because when I come to make a Kohen of Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, I'm passeling him, I'm passing the offspring, I'm passing everybody from what? From Dinu Truma, from a Dinu Mamonos issue. Why don't I just include the Dinu Mamonos and take that? So Rambam gives a few answers. He says, number one, the Iker testimony is to make the guy passel. So you have to go according to the Iker testimony. I don't know how you could determine what's the guy's intention, is the Iker testimony or not. Then he says, similar to what we answered before, is that that's only a din grama. Who's to say that this guy's gonna get number one, he's gonna get truma. Maybe no one's ever gonna give it to him. Number two, you didn't not give him truma. It's just a causation impact. You made him a chalal, and then it caused him to be a chalal. By definition, is someone who can't eat truma. But it's who's to say? But it's what he says is one step removed. Okay. So we have Kasher Zom Velekha. The one that says, brings another reason as to why we say you have to give Malkos to these witnesses, and you can't make them a Ben Gerusha or a Ben Chalutza Tachtav. You can't do that. Why? Barpada Omer, Kalvachomer. It's a Kalvachomer. Kalvachomer is very difficult, and the Gemara picks up on it right away. But the Gemara, Kalvachomer, he says as follows. Let's read it, and then we'll explain it. Umaha Michalel Eno Mischalel. A lot of chalos here, but okay. Maha michalel eino mischalel. If I have a kohen, right, Rashi says, ha michalel eino mischalel. Kohen anoses a grusha. So a kohen comes, right, Mr. Kohen comes and marries a grusha. She michalel azaro. The offspring from that relationship are chalolim. Ein hu atzmo michalel minakuna. He himself does not become a chalol from the kuna. He commits an aveira. He violated a law. He gets Malkos. He's not supposed to be with her. He's an Avarion, but he's not a Chol. Alright? So HaMichalel is not Mitchalel. He can become a Chalel, but he himself doesn't become a Cholol. Until he divorces her. Until he separates her. I think once he separates her, then again. I think that's the case. Alright? Right? I'm pretty sure. Because the pasuk says lo yichalel zaro, so haba lichalel. So now someone who's coming to make chilel, meaning these edim who are coming to make someone else a chalel, v'lo chilel, and they didn't come about and actually do it because they became edim zomim. Right? Rashi says haba lichalel v'lo chilel ed zomim sheratzel lichalel v'lo chilelo eino din. Is it not a kal v'chomer that he should not become a chalel? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if you start using this logic with Adam Zomim, you're never going to have Adam Zomim. Right.
Is our case that he's saying that the person is a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, or he's the Kohen who made his kids Chalalim? What's the case?
Made him Ani, Anu, Be'ish Kloni, Shehu Ben Grusha, B'Chalutza.
That means he's the son, he himself is the Chalal.
We're testifying on him, and he's a Chalal.
He's a Chalal, not that that he was married to a woman.
Right, that's the second part of the Kavach Homer. Habal Chalal. These edim are come to say that this individual is a chalal, and then they're found to that he's not a chalal, kavachomer. So they don't become.
Nothing about the prime kohen who married the
grusha. Yeah, but in two cases, you have a kohen who's making his offspring a chalal, and you have the edim who are making his kohen a chalal. Okay.
I'm a bit confused about this whole concept of hazana for something like this. You know, when it's a crime, I warned the guy, I was there.
Right.
You couldn't have been there because you were somewhere else. But when it's something about the status of somebody, how does that even arise in the first place? I mean, wouldn't you just check the court records that there was that the woman had been divorced or had?
There are no court records. They don't exist. There are no court records. They didn't have a marriage registry. They married in Williamsburg. They didn't get a marriage license from the state. I don't know. There's you figure out the metzias. Whenever your kasha is on the metzias is taken care of. I mean, that's how it is. They didn't have a record. So Maski Flo Ravina, so Marcel, is your question. Maski Ravina, Im Cain, Batalta Torus Eden Zomim. You've just gotten rid of the entire concept of Eden Zomim. And then the Gemara just gives one example of how you'll get rid of the Eden Zomim. Why don't you say as follows? Uma Hasokel Eden Niskal, Habalisko Lo Sokel. So what's Hasokel Eden Niskal? So Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, go to Rashi. Rashi says, Uma Hasokel Eden Niskal, Eden Shelo Huzmu, Ache Nehro Ganidon. If Edom testify about an individual, he's chayav skila, and he gets, they go through with it, and they soak El, and they kill this guy. And then it turns out that they find out, hey, wait, how could you have testified? Nevertheless, they don't get, these Edom are not Niskal now. The Edom only get, it's Kasha Zaman Lassos L'Akim, not Kasha Zaman that was already done. Rak says, so if it happens to be, if they get away with it and the poor litigant gets killed, these Edom Zomim, yes, they're bad people, they're evil people, they're terrible people. I'm not going to marry, have their, my daughters marry them, but they don't get killed. Right? That's just the way it works. They don't get killed. So, Maha Sokel Eno Niskal, so Habalisko below Sokel Eno Dinshlo Yisakel, so someone just coming to give somebody Skila, and it turns out that the person doesn't get Skila. Kabachomer, he also shouldn't get killed, but then Marcel, he just destroyed the entire concept of Kasha Zomim. So Mar says, you're right, El Machvartik of the Shinam Eikara. It makes sense for Yeshua and Levi's answer that we brought beforehand, that the reason why they did not become a Ben Grusha Tatav is because we can't possible their offspring. Again, you can't possible their offspring because it says lo, only to him, and you can't bifurcate because then it's not Kasha Zomim. But then it's not exactly what it did. So then we have the Malchus instead. Okay. Next. Me'idim anu b'ish ploni shulchayiv galus. Two witnesses come and say that so-and-so killed b'shogeg, and therefore he has to go to the Ir Miklat. Turns out that Yimano Yisem v'makom ploni, that they're Edom Zomim. We don't say that just like these witnesses want to force the so-and-so to go to Ir Miklat, now they have to go to Ir Miklat. Instead, they get Malkos. Minohani Mili, how do we know that they don't go to Ir Miklat? Maybe you do. So Gemara says, no, Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, and this may be a reason why we said before, I don't think about it, it says, Amar Reshul ben Levi, it says Reshul ben Levi in the name of Reish Lakish, and here this is actually Reish Lakish. Okay. It also makes sense because that's Reish Lakish because the Bar Plukta is Rav Yochanan in both cases. No, it was Bar Pada, but here it's Rav Yochanan. Okay. So, sorry. Minan Yimili, Amar Reish Lakish, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, by someone who kills Bishkaga, who Yonus al Achas Haharim? He has to run to one of the cities. So who is saying is a limiting language? Who velo zomim? Only he can go and not Edom Zomim. So you see for Xerus Akasiv that the concept of going to Ir Miklat only applies to the accidental murderer, cannot apply to the Edom Zomim. Rav Yochanan Omer, no, Rav Yochanan says, Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Uma she'asa maisa b'mezid eino gola. Someone who kills b'mezid does not get golus. Right, because Gullus is only for someone who kills Shogeg. Hain, these Edom Zomim, Shelo Asu Maisa B'mezid, they didn't do a Maisa. The Gemara is assuming that Dibor is not a Maisa here. Right, that they didn't do a Maisa, it was just Dibor Me'alma. Eino Din Shelo Yiglu, they shouldn't go to Ir Miklat. If a guy who does a Maisa B'mezid doesn't go to Ir Miklat, so Kavachomer, someone who doesn't do a Maisa B'mezid, shouldn't go to Ir Miklat. The Gemara says, no, the Hino Senes. I can take that Kavachomer and use the logic of that Kavachomer to prove that he should go to Ir Miklat. Right? Rashi says, V'hino senis, Hamida hazos shehevesa lepatron. This midah, this Kavachomer that you bought to patron them going to Ir Miklat, he hano senis lahem chiv gulus. It's going to come and be used to obligate them to go to gulus. Hu lefisha osa maise. Right, so go to the Gemara. He says, V'hino senis, hu sheosa maise. Right, this guy who did a maise hariga, right, b'mezid lo ligle, why doesn't he go to Gullus? Because he has to get killed. Because kihetid lo tahavi kapara. He doesn't have kapara. The Ir Miklat is not enough for him to get his kapara. He can't go to Ir Miklat. It doesn't accomplish anything for him. So he who did a maise, he can't go to Ir Miklat because it's not sufficient kapara. But haim shelo asu maise b'mezid nami ligle. But they didn't do a maise. Even though it was b'mezid, but maybe since they did it, what they did is knock down the level, so maybe they should go to Ir Miklat, because the Ir Miklat would be, right, kehek b'havi l'kapara, in order to mechaper them on their avera. Or because he did a maisa, the only reason why he's not going is because he did such a high level avera, which is the maisa hariga. They did a low level maisa, which didn't have a maisa, maybe they should go to Ir Miklat.
But it's also one step removed.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But the Kavachomer is proving that since the reason why they're not going is because they did a Maisa. Here is oranges. They didn't do a Maisa. They should go to Ir Miklat. My problem with that is, but the Ir Miklat is only for killing Meshogeg, not for testifying about someone killing the Mezid. Okay, I hear. Anyway, if you're just trying to prove these Kavachomers, though, the point the Gemara is making is that Kasha Zom is Xerus Akasav, and has to fit the rules. You can't start just playing around, because if you start playing around, you have Marcel's problem, we can just get rid of everything. Everything's going to fall away if you start using language. I think he's adding an additional possibility. Yeah. I don't think there's an argument. I think, because we're not discounting the pasuk. I think he's adding a different possibility. So the Gemara says, Ela machvarto kid reish lakish. It makes it better to learn just the way according to reish lakish, that the reason why the people who testify that the people who came zomim about somebody going to Ir Miklat don't go to Ir Miklat is because the pasuk by Ir Miklat says, who Yonashama? He goes there, not anybody else. Okay. Amar Ula. Ula says, Remez la Edim Zomim in the Torah Minayim. Where do we have a hint of Edim Zomim in the Torah? Amar says, Remez. What do we have? A hint to Edim Zomim? Remez la Edim Zomim? V'haksiv, asis v'lo, kasha Zomim. Lasos lachim. No hint. Stick in Pasuk. It's a favorite Pasuk. It's like, that can't be what Rish Lakish is talking about. Ella, Remez la Edim Zomim shelokim in the Torah Minayim. How do we know that Edim Zomim, again, it's fitted to both answers of Tosos, how do we know that Edim Zomim get Malkus? We just proved before why they don't become a Ben Grusha and Chalutza, or why they don't go to Gullus. But how do we know that they get Malkus? Like the Mishnah says they get Malkus in lieu. How do we know that? Right, so Ella Remez La Edim Zomim Shalokim and Torah Minayim. The Pasuk says, Mihitztiku as Hatzadik, you shall make the tzaddik a tzaddik, and make justify the tzaddik, the hershiu es harasha, and set the rasha to be included as being the evil one, v'hoya im bin hikos harasha, and then you give malchus to the rasha. The Gemara says, wait a second, mishum itztikos hatzaddik, hershiu es harasha, havei im bin hikos harasha, you go to court, and we say that this guy is guilty, this guy is innocent, or this guy is right, this guy is wrong, now we're going to give malchus to the guy, to the other guy, they had a monetary dispute. He says A, he says B, court rules in favor of A, now you're going to give B Malkus? What does that mean? Just because he became the, quote, Rashi, you're going to give him Malkus? That doesn't make sense. Right? Rashi says, as long as Rashi says, Mishum she'tziku es tzadik bitmiya, sakasha, mihim itztiku v'hershiu b'dayonim kamar, v'tzadik v'rashim b'alidin, lam, answer different way. But what's going on there? So the Gemara then says, Ella, I'll read the Rashi in a moment. Ella, Edim shehir shiwas at tzaddik. Talking about Edim who made a tzaddik a rasha. Edim that came and said, you did action A. Vishavinu lahani rishayim. And then we made these Edim into rishayim by saying that, Imanu Yisrael makamploni, then vahayayim binkos harasha. Then you give malchus to that rasha, which is those Edim. So it's a remez. It's not necessarily a clear proof. But that's how the Gemara is learning. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum yitzikos at tzaddik bitmiya. Right, even tzdiku v'yashiu b'dayonim. Basically, we said tzdiku v'yashiu is that the dayonim are making one a rasha and one a tzaddik. That was the havamina. Even tzdiku v'yashiu b'dayonim kamar, the tzaddik v'rasha v'bali dinim, and who's becoming a tzaddik and who's becoming a rasha are the litigants. Lamalei v'tzdiku tzaddik. Why do I even need v'tzdiku tzaddik? Lichtov ki yeh riv ben nashim v'nikshu al mishpat v'shoftu v'hayoyim v'hikos. We're talking about making one rasha, making one a tzaddik. Becoming a rasha or tzaddik doesn't. That's not what Basin is determining. Basin is determining who's liable, who's not. Right? Lama his kiskorakan sitzkas tzaddik. V'chikol makom sheitztiku Basin as a zakai. V'chayivu as a chayav yesh malchus. Every time that the rule in favor of one against another, there's malchus. It's not true. Right? To asakra lumos the mitle malchus b'vitztiku v'shiru. That doesn't make sense. Ela korkak be'edim ishtoi. The pasuk is talking about the edim themselves. So edim shakar. I think that's shakran. Edim, lying Edim, I don't know how to read what were Edim Shkarim, Sher Shiu Tzadik. They came and they made a Tzadik a Rasha. Ubo Achirim, and others came, Vihizumam, and they made the first set of Edim Zomim. And then Vihizdiku as Anidon, and then they were Matzdik, the litigant, Shehu Tzadik, Vihir Shiu as Edim Arishayim, and they made those Edim into Rishayim. Then Vahayim Binkot HaRasha, Im Hizmozo, Bats Malkos He, Shehen Yechai Vakayim, but Din Hazamag Murak, you're going to be Edim. Then if it's a case where you can't do the kasher zomim, then you give them makos. That's a little backwards, okay? But that's why at least the Gemara says remez. It didn't say, you know, that the proof is there. Okay. The Gemara then says, why does Ula need to learn that Edim zomim will get makos from this pasuk? We have another pasuk. But typically, pasuk says, losana b'recha yishaker. There's a lav to lie. There's a lav. So via lav, you get makos. So what's the problem? Usually you get malchus. If it doesn't, if you fill the requirements of kasher zomim, then you get kasher zomim. But if not, you still violate the law of losana b'recha yishaker. Right? Rashi says, but typically in losana, kol on she lav malchus el b'makom shapir shtachah bo onish. Every law you violate, you get malchus unless the Torah tells you explicitly there's something else. So to here. If the Torah, if you can't get what the Torah prescribed, you get Malkus. The Gemara says no. It's a lav she'en bo maisa. There's no maisa. Again, the Gemara is assuming that the divor, the testimony itself, is not considered a maisa. We shouldn't have a lav she'en bo maisa. And kol lav she'en bo maisa in lokin lav. And you don't get Malkus for lav she'en bo maisa. The Ripper right away walks out and says, that's lav she'en bo maisa, milking or not, is a machlokas. Rabbi Huda says you do get Malkus. So what do you do? What do you do with Rabbi Huda? The Ritva says, you know what? Ein achanami. According to Rabbi Huda, that's where he would learn it out from Losana Chavreicha Eishakar. But since it's a lav she'en bo maisa, Rashi says, lav she'en bo maisa ein lokin lav. Again, we'll learn it out on Daf Yud Gimel.
So that part. Even so, in lav she'en bo maisa.
What?
Isn't every case, every
right,
single
but,
case of it,
of course,
lav
she'en bo maisa? If you say that the testimony, but the Torah comes and says, this lav she'en bo maisa, you have a punishment of kasher zamam.
Right.
So it's a rule breaker. It's the Gemara showing us, the Torah showing us, it's a rule breaker. That you get the punishment. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa of four halachas by Eitz Zomim, and we're going to discuss those halachas. I think we'll maybe get to three today and do the fourth one tomorrow. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Arba Devarim Ne'emeru Be'Eitz Zomim. There are four punishments and four statements regarding the Eitz Zomim. But four, I guess four thing exceptions. Ein nasin ben grusha ben chalutza. If they testify by the kohen that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, they themselves, the witnesses, do not become ben grusha ben chalutza. Ein gol ari miklat. The witnesses do not go to ir miklat. They become eidim zomim if they wanted to convict somebody of going to ir miklat. Ein mishalim es a kofer. They do not pay the kofer. Right? Was that the case? If they testify that a person and that person shor muad killed a person, killed another individual. And therefore, they're forcing, again, they're sure to get killed, and they're forcing the owner to pay a kofar. They do not have to pay kofar they don't have to pay kofar to become zomim. The einim karin be'ever ivri. They do not get sold into servitude. If they testify that a person that stole, it has about Shimon who stole from Reuven, and it turns out that Shimon doesn't have money to pay back Reuven, he'll get sold into slavery. So then it turns out that they're einim zomim. They do not get sold into slavery. Right? Mishum Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva has a fifth one, Af ein mishalim al pi atzman. Eidim zomim do not pay based on their own word. I got to figure out the.
What does that mean?
Okay. We can do it tomorrow when it comes to the Gemara. We can look at Rashi. Ein mishalim al pi atzman. Im huznu bebezdin. Rashi says, if they became Eidim zomim bebezdin, velo hispik bal din lahamidam bedin al hazamasan ad shabarku. Rashi is an interesting case. They're established as the Eidim Zomim, but the litigant doesn't get a final psak Beis Din that they owe him the money. Ubo Beis Din Acher, and they run to another Beis Din. Vahodu Shehuzim Beis Din Ploni, and then they testify, they come and they admit that they became Eidim Zomim at other place. So they don't have to pay whatever they pay over there. Which the Eidim Zomim reality, just to try to escape the Beis Din and go somewhere else in a minute, because maybe Modim Kas Pater. As Rashi says, an interesting point. We come up in the forest time. Later on, when we get to it, we'll explain. So we'll get to it soon or tomorrow. So, Ein Nasin Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Why do they not become a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? Kida Amaron, like we said before in Amar Aleph, because you can't make them a Chalal because then they're offspring a Chalal and it says Asis Lo, and you can't make him a Chalal and the offspring not because it says Kasher Zama. So that's out. That's the one. They ain't going to Ari Miklat Kidam Aron. And they don't go to Ir Miklat like we said because the Pasuk says Ir Miklat. Vuhu Yonashama. Vuhu and not Eidim Zomim. The aim is Shalom Esar Kofar. Why do they not take Kofar? Kasavri Kufra Kapara. Vahani Lavne Kapara Ninu. There is a machlokas of what the Kofar penalty is. Is the Kofar penalty a Knas or is the Kofar penalty for atonement? It's a Kapara. If you say that specifically for atonement, it's a Kapara, they're not shy from Kapara because they're sure didn't kill anybody. There's no kapara, right? Rashi says, kufra kapara, it's the last Rashi in the short lines, kufra kapara, likaper al zeh shaharok shoros ha'adam. It's an atonement for the individual who's shor killed somebody. Vahani lav b'nei kapara ninu, shalo harok shor ha'adam. They are not, basically the kapara, the kufra penalty is a benefit for the person. That's how he gets an atonement. They are not in need of atonement for that, so the kapara penalty, the kufra penalty doesn't apply to them. Okay, but Gemara says so. Man tana kufa kapara.
Kapara for lying.
What?
And they need kapara for lying.
They're getting malchus.
Okay.
How come the Mishnah didn't mention the last two?
A good question. I don't know. That's a good question. Why is it in the Braisa? Maybe the Braisa is expanding on the Mishnah, but I took a question. The Mishnah doesn't say a few things. The Mishnah doesn't say the capes of Mamzer, like the Tosefta said. Say good question. I don't know. So man tana kufr kapara. This idea that the kofir penalty is a kapara is an atonement, that's a machlokas. Who is the tana who holds that the kufr is a kapara penalty and therefore would be excluded? Maybe our Mishnah holds that kufr is not kapara. Maybe that's the answer. I don't know. So Amarach is the Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Barukahi. The Shita, Amir Chizda, sorry, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Barukahi, it's talking about Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya, the following Brisa, this is, again, talking about the kofar of a shore who kills a person. The Pasuk says, in kofar yushlos alav, v'nosan pidjo nafsho, and you have to pay the redemption of his soul. So, how do we evaluate the kofar? How much you have to pay? So, demei nizak. You have to pay to evaluate the value of the nizak, of the person who was killed. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, mazik. No, it's based on, the evaluation is based on the damager, on the mazik. So my lava hakimifli, let's say this is machlokas. The marsover kufr mamona. The Tanakamu says that you evaluate based on the value of the nizak. He's going to say that kufr is mamona. I say, how much was he worth? You pay the yorshim that value. But according to the Rabbi Shmuel, marsover kufr kapara. I don't care what the nizak was worth. I'm going to say what the mazik was worth. If I'm evaluating based on the mazik, it has nothing to do with the nizak, so it's a kapara. You're talking about him, right? Rashi says, kufra kapara, marshal of a kufra mamona. Rashi says, first white line, shehizi kufo shozeh, v'nishchai hu yarshu tmei harug. And also says, kufra kapara, l'chapar al atzmo, shechai misav eishamayim, l'fichach yikein demei atzmo. It's for him. So Amr Papa says, no, that's not necessarily the case. The kule alma kufra kapara. Everyone holds kufra's kapara. It's not a machlokas. Everyone holds his kufra kapara, and then we're back to your question that the Brice is talking is a choladeos. But hacha b'makim iflagi. So what's the machlokas in Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanakhama? Mar sav v'nizak shaminon, mar sav v'mazak shaminon. It's kapara. We just have machlokas as who do we who's used as the base for value for valuation, right? So my time at the Rabbanon. So what's the svar of the Rabbanon if that who say that you evaluate based on the nizak? So he says, "Give a gzeir shava." Nemar hashata lamala, v'nemar hashata lamata. Mal ham benizak, af kam benizak. We have the cases of the word hashata, right? We have a pasuk here. The pasuk lamala is when someone hits a pregnant woman and she aborts the kids. The pasuk there says, "Anoshi anesh kasher yoshis." That's lush of hashata. Alav bala isha. And over there, the lach is clear that the evaluation is be paying for the vlodos. Right. So you're paying for the demei anizak. It also says here, in this case, it says the Lashon of Hashata, it says, Im kofer yushas alav. So you have yushas, you have yoshas and yushas, just like over there, it's talking about the main nizak, so too here it's talking about the main nizak. No halachic or svaras. Pasuk says, that's what you do. The Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you know why I say that it's, you go according to, you evaluate based on the value of the mazik? The Pasuk says, v'nason pidyon nashuk siv. He gives the value, you know, he gives the value of himself. Pidyon nasho. So Gemara says, wait a second. Rabbanon, I pidyon nasho ksiv. He says, you're right. Sorry, Rabbanon says, in pidyon nasho ksiv. It does say pidyon nasho. That's the result. The result is he's redeeming his nefesh. Right. But how do you get to that result? That, miyu ki shamina, but nizak shaminan. We get to that result by evaluating based on the nizak. Okay. Next. Gemara said, the Braisa said, the ein nimkarin be'evet ivri. If I testify, two people testify about a person that he stole, and if he doesn't have to pay back, he gets sold into an Eved Ivri, and then they become Eved Zomim. They don't go to Avdus, I guess they get Malkus. They ain't a karma Eved Ivri. So Savar Rav Hamnuna Lemeimar, Rav Hamnuna thought to say, Hani Mili, these words that the Eved Zomim are not sold into slavery, that's Hechad Islay Lididei. That's only in a case when they testified about the person they're testifying about has funds. So even if he would have been convicted, even if he would have been able to pay, okay. He never would have been sold into slavery to begin with, because he would have paid back. Demigo de il on his davin. So since he wouldn't have been sold, in hunami lo mizdavinu. So too they won't be sold. Aval, however, hecha de les lili day. If we know that this guy is destitute, he has nothing, and these two witnesses come and say that he stole. So maybe in that instance, even if they, the Eid of Zomim, would have money to pay, nevertheless, since they're testifying about somebody who can't pay, maybe in that case they would be sold as an Eved Ivri. Because what they're... the issue is that when you're testifying about a person that he stole and about this becoming an Eved Ivri, I think the underlying tension is, well, what are you testifying about? I think you're, it, whether or not he gets, when he gets convicted, he has an option. He has option A of paying, and option B of going into Eved Ivri. So right, so that's, so he doesn't have the money. Okay, so he goes to option B. I'm just testifying that he stole. Okay. So the Gemara says, so that's what Rav Hamnuna said. Rav Hamnuna thought to say that the only time they don't get sold into Atus is when the person they're testifying about has funds. But the person who's testifying about is destitute, maybe they would have to be sold into Atus, even if they had money. So the Gemara says, all the Gersos take out this Amalei Rava. But I don't know. So Vilem Rulei, they could say, why is that the case? They can say to the person, E ad havelach mi havei mizdavent, if you had money, you would not be sold. So ananamilo mizdavim is our question. So we too also shouldn't be sold. It's not our issue whether you had money or didn't have the money. So if you had money, you wouldn't be sold, so we shouldn't be sold into it either, now that we have money. So Ella Savra Hamnuna Meimar, so Hamnuna, this is what Hamnuna meant to think to say. Han Yimili, this din that the Adim Zom, the Adim are not sold, Adim Zom are not sold into Avdus, it's Hecha the Islay Olde Olyhu. It's where there is money. Whether the money, if the litigant has the money, if the accused has the money, or if the Adim had the money, if anyone has money, doesn't get sold. If the accused has the money, well then I would never have been selling him to slavery. If I have the money, I can buy my way out, so I don't have to go sold into slavery. Aval hecha de les lay loli dev loli du mizdab ninon. So he thought, though, if there was no money anywhere, the accused doesn't have money, and the witnesses don't have money, maybe in that instance, says Rav Hamnuna, that maybe in that instance, the Adim Zomim would be sold into slavery. So Amalei Rava, Rav says, no, that's not the din. Why? Because the Pasuk says, by Avdus, it says, V'nimkar b'gneva so. You are sold due to the gneva. Only due to gneva. Amar Rachmana b'gneva so, v'lo b'zmamamo. You're only sold as an Eved Ivri for what you stole, not for testifying about somebody else. So again, it's a rule breaker, it's an exception. Okay, and we'll do Rabbi Akiva tomorrow. Mayor, what's the password? No, I can't stop the recording.
Is it going?
No, I guess not. It's still going. Recording for the password.
You're the man. Well, today it's chilly. Bring your coat because.